it doesn't matter what goes on in this life. We keep our focus with God. You know, there are situations that come up, but we can still take our rest with God and do the things that we need to do to remain strong and blessed and peaceful in our heart. There's that loving grace of our God, and he's working in all of our situations. And our confession is so very important. What we say, you know, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and we'll eat the fruit of our words. So we, you know, we practice this heavenly thoughts, heavenly words, and we know that God is really at work. He really is a God of all comfort, a God of love, a God of light. You know, when we say light be, light will become. So if there's a dark situation or a clouded area, you call the light. You call it. You call God's light. Father, light be in the situation. You take care of this for me, because we can't do it in our strength. But with God's help and with the authority he's given us in Christ, we can do it. We can walk on the water. We can do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater. It's available. And we just need to rise up in faith to believe these things are possible where it seems impossible to us. And so God has really trained me well to say what I want and not what I see. You know, and not what I feel. Sometimes I might not feel like it. I might not feel like doing the Zoom, or I might not feel like getting up early like God wants me to get up this extra early, but I've been doing it. It's easy. When we do things with God, the things become easy. When we include God on the little things, just like with Wishbone yesterday, God was included. I asked God for the wisdom what to do, and I knew what he put in my heart for her, and it was executed perfectly, you know, because God was in it. He was working all these things. Wasn't me, it was just the ideas God gave me. So God gives us wisdom, he gives us knowledge with joy, and that we just receive his words gladly to our heart. That's the wisdom and knowledge with joy, that we've received his words to our heart, you know. Like Solomon, he asked God for wisdom to come in and out amongst his people, and God was so happy that he asked that. And God blessed him with prosperity as well, money and long life and the life of his enemies. He didn't ask for those things. And God done exceedingly abundantly above all that Solomon asked. And God gave him that invitation to us. We've got that open invitation to us through Christ Jesus. So you go before him. Let's start asking big. Expect big. I've shared on this before. God wants you to ask big. Don't be shy. God says, don't be shy. Is that all you want? You just want a little sweet? Don't you want the box? Do you just want one sweet? Or do you just want one little chocolate? Or do you want the whole box you can share and be a blessing? Lord, I bless you to be a blessing. I've given you all things freely to enjoy. And so I want you to enjoy it. Take advantage of this inheritance, which is yours. And so God's given us a godly inheritance. You know, we just need to take that and know who we are. It's there in the scriptures, who we are in Christ. It is written who we are. So we can read these things. You know, there's therefore now no condemnation. I was talking to someone today about that. No condemnation. Also, that means no consequences also. Now, people say, well, if you sin, there's going to be consequences. Well, if you're expecting them, you get the consequences, right? But God says no consequences. In fact, it says in Psalms 103, he doesn't deal with us after our sin. All right, so what? How much more is that in Christ? Not that we willfully sin and put our... You know, sin is just missing the mark. Not that we willfully miss the mark, you know? And even if we did, there's no more sacrifice for sin, right? So we just keep moving with God in this wonderful grace, this wonderful life. Even if things seem cliche or repetitive, sometimes it will be like that. Sometimes fellowship can be just repetitive. It seems like it's the same old thing. Let's be honest about it. Sometimes it can be like that. But if we're listening, then we realize it's not, because God's got something to say to you, like that song. God's got something to say to you. God's got something to say. Listen, listen, pay close attention. God's got something to say. So are your ears opening? Or are you just hearing? Or are you listening? What are you doing? What does it say in Deuteronomy? If you diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. You know, so we can observe to do. Oh, what's God saying tonight? What's God saying by Lawrence? What's God saying by Peter, by Carl Morton, by Mary, by Danny Amber, by F.A., by Susan, by Bambi, by Frank, by Katy, by Fan? We've all got something to say. God's got particular things by your mouth to say, so don't be shy and keep your mouth shut. God says, open your mouth and I'll fill it. If you think you've got nothing to say, you're really mistaken, because God's Spirit is always working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So we can really expect from God. He wants you to expect. Expect that God's opening the doors for you. Expect that God's sending the laborers. Expect God's providing the things. Expect God's going to answer your prayer in difficult situations where you just don't know how you can recognize his voice. Even when I pray, God, show me when the time is for the dog. I'm thinking, how am I going to know that? Am I going to miss it? Can I miss that? But because I went to God and he knew how important it was for me and I prayed and I gave it to him, I was expecting. And the strangest thing, I just knew. And the other strange thing, so did Kim. And we were like-minded. So God established it. And when God establishes it, he brings it to pass. So, you know, sometimes we worry or we get concerned unnecessarily. And God doesn't want you to be unnecessarily concerned. You know, like it says, we got the example in the scripture, be anxious for nothing. And that means you can be anxious for a little few things. No, it says be anxious for nothing. And the way you get rid of that anxiety about what you're thinking about is by prayer and specific requests to God. And then he says, let your request be made known unto me, saying, tell me what you would like me to do. So that's a key there. Like, we can ask God to do specific things for us. And some people think they can't ask God for that because who are we to ask God to do something for us? But God is literally saying that. Saying, tell me what you specifically want me to do. And ergo, it seemed me abundantly above that. What did Jesus say? You receive not because you ask not. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. So we just ask, and it's through our desire. We want answers. So, you know, we might want answers from the scriptures to understand something. Or we might need answers in life to know the direction of where we're going. It might be, well, I've been praying for laborers. I haven't seen the laborers come. Does that mean that God's not sending them? They're here already. And that's how we pray. We pray like we've already got it. Jesus said this in Mark 11:22-24. Now, when you pray, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. You shall manifest them. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So let's start 2024 with this in mind. Let's call those things which are not manifested as though they are manifested. Light be, and light was. If the substance for light was already there. It was already there. It just needed calling upon. The power for these lights here is already in the wall. The power supply is going to the switch. Look. I just had to put the switch on. For us, we just have to ask. We just have to realize that the power source is there. So how do we get that power source to do its work? We just put the switch on. And it's the same when we pray. When we confess, so if you're feeling anxious or lonely, sometimes loneliness is a thing, you know, and we got to recognize that we're not alone, that God is with us always. He's working in our situation. He's with us when we're bored. He's with us when we're sad. He's with us when we're grieving. And he's saying, look, invite me in. I can help you out there. I can make your situation a little bit more comfortable so you've got faith. Let me comfort your hearts. I'm the God of all comfort. I'll comfort you in all your mental situations, in all your troubles, in all your situations. Why are you carrying the world upon your shoulder? I'm here, or you of little faith. Come to me. Give me your desire. Cast all your cares to me, because I care for you. I care for you. Like God means what he says, and he says what he means. He literally cares for you. Every detail of your life, even down to our animals, he cares how we see the things. He cares how we think about the things. He doesn't want our hearts hurt. He really doesn't. Now, we're that precious to him. You are that precious to God. He cares about every little thing. And he loves it when you show his care through you to other people also. So we are the voice of God in the earth. He's using us to speak. And, you know, how can people see the love of God? It's going to come through someone, isn't it? It can come through you. Be that vessel of honor. You know, you are a vessel and you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And God says, now, let me work in you. Allow me to work. Allow me to do the things for you, my son, my daughter. Let me go before you. Let me open the door for you. let me roll out my red carpet in that situation where that person needs healing, where that person needs deliverance. If you let me roll out the red carpet for you, because you are worthy, because I've made you worthy in Christ. You may not feel worthy in yourself, which is true, but I've made you worthy. You know, I've made you worthy. I've made you strong. See, God sees you strong. God sees you healed. God sees you whole. And God sees you prosperous. God sees you filled with the spiritual wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He sees you like he sees Jesus. That's how God sees you. He doesn't see you any other way. Any other way that we are doesn't calculate with God because he doesn't see that. He's not looking on negatives. He doesn't like to look on negatives. He knows they're there, but he looks on you as his son. Now, is my son walking? Is my son believing me? You know, and not to, I was talking to someone else there. I can't remember who it was now. If you think it was, Jesus. It said that Jesus was tempted in all things like as we are, yet without sin. So every level of error in life that you've been tempted in some way, in his day and time, according to his day and time, he was tempted in those areas. Whether it was lust, whether it was anger, whether it was wanting to do violence or whatever, he was tempted in all those things, like as we are, yet he didn't miss the mark. And what does that show us? What, it was Jesus, wasn't it? He was perfect. Also a wiener in the spirit. It's showing us that we got the potential not to blow it when we are tempted in all these things. Yeah? When we're tempted to lose our anger. When we're tempted to, well, I just don't know if this is real. I've been praying for 40, 50 years now, or 20 or 30, and I'm still not seeing any bloody results. What's going on? Now, when we're tempted to go down that way, we got to shut our mouth. God says in Proverbs, put a guard over your mouth. Yeah? In fact, it says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. In other words, out of your gob, your mouth. Watch what you say. It's going to flow out of there. So you put a guard around your heart, and you put a guard around your mouth. Confession unto wholeness or confession unto defeat. What do you want to do? You know, are we going to say how we feel? Oh, I got a headache. I don't feel like it. You know, I never got enough. Nothing never goes right for me. You know, I take 10 steps forward and 100 steps backward. I've said these things myself. That's why I can come up with them. But I'm practicing not to do those things, you know. No, I take 100 steps forward and then another 1,000. No, I'm leaping. Leaps of faith is not leaps of draw back, you know, being pulled back like a bungee jump. But I'm leaping forward, not to come back. And God is able to sustain us at every level that we are. You know, it's like a jet plane. You know, when that jet plane is flying, it's right up there, you can look down. But if it comes down in altitude, and it comes down in altitude because the plane has changed its attitude. So in the aeroplane world, you've got, they call it attitude and altitude. The attitude of the plane, and the altitude is the height, and the attitude is where is it positioned, right? Am I right, Carmon? You know that you should know about planes. You've flown them, right? So you've got the attitude and you've got the altitude. So the attitude of the plane is flying high and it's level. But if it dips, if its attitude changes, bang, it's going to go down. So it's the same with us. What's our attitude? How we're responding. There's nothing wrong with crying. No, Jesus cried. It says Jesus wept. He did. He cried. No, it was mainly because of other people's unbeliefs. Compassion on people, because he knew they could be healed, but they didn't have faith to receive. So it's like, you know, faith comes by hearing. We got the gospel. The gospel is the good news. Everything I've said on here has been good, right? It's the good news unto wholeness. Unto deliverance, unto healing, unto abundance, unto direction. It's vision building. Where there is no vision, the people wander aimlessly. This vision is revelation. So these are revelations upon the truth that are already written, which God is highlighting for us to see even more clearly. God is showing us through this fellowship the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge, the knowledge of God's wisdom. And so he's with you. So if you've missed the mark, listen, God says, don't condemn yourself. Don't condemn. He doesn't look at it. He doesn't look at it. Religion will tell you to look at it. Oh, you messed up. Oh, you set yourself back 20 years. People will set you back 20 years, but God never sets you back 20 years. And when you know who you are in Christ, you're an oddball. You are an oddball. You're out there to the carnal Christian world. You're an oddball. You're out. You know, you've hit the ball out of the park. And that's how Jesus lived. He was a ball hit outside of the park. And think outside the box. He fought outside the box with God. You can only think outside the box with God because he's the one that's given you this wisdom. So God is really with us. Stay focused. Stay at peace. Don't be moved by what you hear, see, smell, taste, or touch. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. It says in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. All your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. If you're not feeling so great, he'll direct your path what to do. Whether to go to someone to be ministered to. Whether to go to the doctor. Whether to take a headache tablet. Whatever it is, there's no law. God can direct you what to do. He knows where your level of faith is. So he'll work with you where you are. And God is always wanting to build our faith, to expect the impossible. And if we want to get to the place where we're living in the impossible, you know, what's impossible to man is not impossible with God, right? So we want to get to that. We got to move from the invisible. You know, in the invisible is that people are raised from the dead. Blind eyes are open. Deaf ears are open. Twisted limbs are restored. Organs are replaced. Bank accounts are miraculously prospering without no understanding of how that's happened. Because God can do anything for you. He can bring the right person to change your life forever through someone. He's going to use someone. God is going to use someone. If there's no one available, he'll use an angel. Nothing is impossible with God. Let's get our faith to that level where we're expecting the impossible, where people in the world say, Carl Morton, you are crazy to even think that way. And you say, well, I know my God, and I'm going to do great things by my God, because I know my God. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he's going to do it. If God said to Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations at an old, and he was an old man, then that's what's going to be. What God's ordained and called you to do, you will do it. You will fulfill it. He'll lead you into it. It's not from you. It's not, you don't need any qualifications to walk in the calling of God. You just need a willing heart to say, yes, God, I haven't got a clue, but lead me into walking in the impossible. Let me see the invisible. Because that's where faith is. Faith is in the visible. All these promises I'm speaking now, that you're righteous, justified, you can heal the sick, as he is, so are we in this world. These words build pictures in your mind. That's where faith is. Yeah, am I right or am I wrong? Or you can let the world's words build the pictures in your mind. Death, destruction, bad economy, bad relationships, drugs, devastation through alcohol, broken relationships. That's walking by sight. But God sees way above that. And we can get on that level because we got direct access to God. We are seated at the right hand. When we decide to move by the Spirit man, which is the Christ in us, that Spirit of God within us, then we can start seeing the difference. God will navigate you perfectly. You know, he's given you Holy Spirit so you can discern situations. Things that you can't possibly know about in the five senses, you can ask God, give me some insight information. Father, to navigate me in this relationship or to navigate me with these people here, you show me what the need is and you show me how to navigate, how to conduct myself in front of certain people. How I'm with some people, I have to be different with other people because of where they are in their mind and understanding. Some people may be a little bit judgmental. Some people may be free. So we have to be all things to all men. And that takes walking with God. That takes being disciplined with God. And it's a practice. All these things are a practice. So, you know, God has given us wonderful things that we can do. you know, I've given you practices that I was encouraged, first of all, and we're doing that. People are doing that. They are staying connected. They are speaking in tongues. They are honoring God with their substance. Praise God that you've received those words gladly. Now God says, let's move this up a level. Okay, you got the fundamentals, you know, speak in tongues, speak by the Spirit, honor God with your money, stay connected, connect where God wants you to connect to be fed, stay there, grow there, be rooted and grounded and established as you've been, what, taught. So as you've been taught through here, you've been established, you're being established in it, right? You are establishing those things. God says, now let's upgrade. He wants to upgrade each one of us. 2024 should be an extraordinary year. In fact, 2024 is already an extraordinary year from beginning to end. Unless we're gathered together, it's going to be a very extraordinary year of God doing things that you never thought he could do. Now expect that. You've been given words to expect that to happen. God says to Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations. He was given words to expect that. Then he had to become fully persuaded of that. Well, as this year goes on, if you hold what I just said, God will build your faith so that you can expect that to be manifested in front of you. You're not going to have to wait 25 years, right? You're going to be, your bank account's going to treble and double. Double, treble, according to your faith, right? I've given you words you can believe that God's worked to me to say this. I haven't thought this, premeditated this. So expect it. Well, it's how be I'm retired, or my job's low paying, or I'm on disability, or I'm on pension. It doesn't matter. God is the source of your supply. He can make anything happen in there. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And God wants his people to take possession of what's rightly theirs. The world's got hold of it at the moment, because the sons of God haven't taken hold of what is rightfully theirs. And it's received by what? Faith. Now God has given these words for you to receive it. God has also given you actions to take so that you can position yourself to receive it. So when I honor God with my substance, now I got an expectation to receive. When I say I am blessed to be a blessing, I'm expecting to be that. And I am that. I'm blessed now to be a blessing. On the physical level, it's not just on the spiritual level. It's come from the spiritual into the physical. It's a practice, it's a discipline, it's a focus, and that can sound repetitive because it's always being encouraged. Like I said earlier on, God's not going to give you new things until you do those things that are the base things. We think they're big things, but they're the base things. Honoring God is the base things. The base thing means the first things. First things first. And then get strong in that. You know, and I know people have. They've got focus in that area. Now expect the manifestation of those blessings to increase. God is not El Cheapo, right? He's El Shaddai. He's a God of abundance. He sees and orders to provide not just your need, but he wants you to have more than your need met. But are you expecting that? If you're just expecting your need to be met, because it says in one scripture, my God shall supply all your need according to his glorious and riches by Christ Jesus. God's got unlimited wealth in every area, in every department, not just money, not just gold or silver, but in health and strength. It's an unlimited supply. God has an unlimited supply. Look, get that into your mind. God has an unlimited supply. Gifts of healing. It means as many times as you need to be ministered to, you can be ministered to. It's not just a one-off deal. Jesus Christ done the one-off deal so that we can continue to receive these ongoing blessings. It's to help us in this life so that we can be a witness to other people. Look, I was poor, but through Christ I became rich. He was rich and he became poor so I could become rich on every level, rich in understanding. Don't forget my background. I come from the lowest of the low, from a real tough background, no education, but he's educated me. He's given me this wisdom. He can give you this wisdom. Because he's not a respecter of persons. It's about heart. It's about desire. It's about putting your life on the line to move forward with God. In other words, you're putting this life on hold to live the life that God's called you to live. And it does take faith. And God works with your faith to do that. Jesus Christ literally laid down his life. But what did God do? He raised him up and glorified him. What do you think he's going to do with you? He's not only going to glorify you so that you're a blessing and that you're a witness for him, but he's going to bless the people that are with you, your family, your friends, your relatives, the people that you fellowship with. He wants you to strengthen others. What did he say to Peter before, you know, before he was risen? And he said, Peter, do you love me? He had to talk to him on the carnal. Do you love me? And if you phileo me, do you love me? And then he says, do you love me? Agape, right? He said, when you're converted or when you're changed in the mind, strengthen my people. If you focus on going to God and strengthening whoever comes in front of you, there's nothing you'll ever have to ask God for. It's going to be there for you. He's going to lead you into the right place. He's done it for me. Done it for little old Lawrence here that knew nothing. And I have to say, God has made me wise unto salvation. God has given me the knowledge of the Holy, because I asked him for it, of his holy men and women that he worked with. You know, that Spirit of God. He's given it to you too. It's in that Spirit of God in you. The implanted word that lives within you through the Spirit of God. He's given you heavenly words to speak that can have power with an impact. And so, like, you really can raise the dead. You can really walk out of those doors and start changing your neighborhood. You really can. God will open the doors for you. If you're expecting, if you believe God can do it, sometimes we walk outside the door because we're familiar and we're hardened really in with what's going on around us. We don't, well, they're not, that's just the neighbor down the road, like he's never going to change. But God can get to his heart. God can open those doors. So let's not put any limits on God. He's the unlimited God. And he wants to do unlimited things for you. It's called his grace. They say, look, come to me. Look, expect these things. I can go to work and in these areas. £2,000? Peter, you'll be scratching off £25,000, £250,000. And then he'll want it for you to be blessed. He'll want it for you to bless others. Because it's all about giving. You know, and we receive. The more you give, the more you receive, the more you can keep being that blessing. He will bless you to be that blessing. So you got to not take notes of anybody else's voice, not even the closest person to you in the world. You take notes of the voice of God. And when you do that, he will even honor you. Even those that may not understand what you're doing. Even Jesus' family said he was mad. His mum, he's mad. You know what I mean? They were probably afraid of the people and the circumstance. They probably believed in him. But in front of the people, he's mad. Let us take you. They were trying to save and protect him. But they didn't realize God was his dad, you know? So, like, people say that of you. Mad. You know, but God wants you to be happy. He wants you to be successful. And he wants you to be a blessing for him. He wants you to be his voice piece. He wants you to be that manifestation of love and compassion to other people. That patience and love and caring. People need that in this world. No one's caring for anyone these days. No one gives a monkey's about anyone. But we're not anyone. We're sons and daughters of the Most High God. And God wants us to rule and reign this life by that way. And if we go to God and ask for that heart, because it's in us, bring that heart. Bring your son's heart out in me through that gift of Holy Spirit. Because as he is, so am I in this world. Let me have his wisdom. Let that manifest from me. The power, the authority, the respect. Where even if I walk in a room, devils would just flee or manifest to get out of there. That's how we should be walking, guys, really. And people won't want, the unbelievers won't want to be around you if they're going to hold on to their way, their devil spirits or whatever, because they can't stand the light. You are the lights of this world. You're the salt of the earth. So anyway, I wasn't going to start off to share, but started off now. So anyway, so God bless you. That was in my heart as God brought it out of me. And I give thanks to God for those wonderful words and